Federal prosecutors in the case against Zacharias Moussaoui want the jury to hear some powerful evidence, voices from the cockpit recorder in United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed into a Pennsylvania field. They say the recordings are necessary to show a link between Moussaoui and one of the 9/11 hijackers. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some legal experts say the sound of the struggle just before the plane crashed could improperly influence the jury.
In a court filing, federal prosecutors say investigators have found a business card among the belongings of Ziad Jarrah, one of the hijackers. Prosecutors say on the business card was a telephone number, a number that accused conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui also called. Stephen Salzberg, who worked for the Justice Department in the late 1980s, says this could be an important piece of evidence.
The government must prove some connection between Moussaoui and the hijackers of the airplanes. And the fact that he may have called a telephone number, which is the same number that appears on a business card found on the airline, could be relevant, and it could tie him to at least one of the hijackers.
This is not the first piece of indirect circumstantial evidence against Moussaoui. For example, the government says that Moussaoui and the hijackers received thousands of dollars from the same al-Qaeda source. The government says it needs to introduce the cockpit tapes so that it can prove the identities of the hijackers, and specifically Ziad Jarrah. It wants to play the recordings and then have one of the students in Jarrah's flight class identify his voice. The government has tried once before to get the cockpit recordings into evidence, but federal judge Leonie Brinkema rejected that motion. So now, according to Robert Precht at the University of Michigan's law school, the government is saying that the cockpit recordings are necessary to establish that the business card should be introduced as evidence.
So they're using this business card in a way as a hook to get in the voice recording.
Precht and others say the government doesn't need the cockpit recordings to establish the hijackers' identities. It has documentary evidence, such as the flight manifests. Precht says what the government really wants to do is to have the jury relive the tragedy.
Prosecutors want to bring this case to life in all of its emotional horror. And to do that, they want to present as much testimony as possible about the victims and the suffering of the victims. And although certainly everyone's hearts go out to the victims and to their families, strictly speaking, the suffering of the victims is not at all relevant to whether Mr. Moussaoui did the acts with which he's been charged.
Stephen Salzberg says the defense lawyers will argue that even if the voice recorder goes some distance to proving the hijackers' identities, it should be kept out anyway.
The evidence rule says that the trial judge may exclude evidence if its probative value is substantially outweighed by its prejudicial effect. And that will be the question for the judge. Does the prejudicial effect here, the emotional aspect of this, substantially outweigh any value for identification or for proving that a hijacking occurred?
And he says he'd be surprised if the jury heard any part of that tragic tape. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.